I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sometimes I like this job because I don't got to do a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
This segment's one of those I don't got to do a whole lot of work. Spectre, good luck to you on the text line because it's not going to be very kind to you.
Never is.
Tell them what you said earlier today regarding this game.
I don't think this is a big game in the whole scheme of the NFL season.
Okay.
So Chiefs-Patriots is not a big game.
I think the NFL does this better than any other league that we have. They make the game seem much bigger than it actually is because they play once a week. I think CBS and the SEC does the same thing with LSU-Auburn or Auburn-Georgia, whoever it is. That Saturday 2:30 game at CBS makes that game seem a lot bigger and better than it actually is. I think ESPN used to do the same thing with college basketball. They made certain games on a Tuesday or Wednesday night seem a lot bigger than they were.
Yeah.
Kansas, Texas, Monday night, 8 o'clock. Yeah, it was a fun game to watch, but in the grand scheme of the KU season, wasn't that big a game. I don't think Sunday night is all that big a game in terms of the Chiefs and where this team needs to go in January. Because I think they're 5-0. I think we've all basically conceded, in this room at least, that the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West. They're going to be a playoff team. I think we're all fairly confident that they're going to be a 1 or 2 seed in the AFC. But the way the NFL works and the way kind of the media drives the story with Patrick Mahomes makes this seem like a bigger game than it actually is. So while we all want to win, and while I can't wait for Sunday night, if the Chiefs lose, nothing really happens. They're still going to be a top team in the AFC. They're still going to have a 1-game overall lead on the Patriots. They're still going to be atop the AFC West. So if you want to say that a win over the Patriots is a big, big moment, you also have to say a loss over the Patriots is a big, big moment. I don't believe that to be the case. I think this is just a 1 of 16. Now a game that we all want to win because you always like knocking off the big bully on the block. But this is not a bigger game than Jacksonville. This isn't even a bigger game than the Chargers in week 1 because at least that's a division game. This is not a bigger game on the schedule. This is 1 of 16, even if it is on Sunday night against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Speck, here's the deal though, man. If the Chiefs win this game and go to 6-0 and the Patriots drop to 3-3, they've got a 3-game lead on the Patriots with 10 games to go in the season.
And the tiebreaker.
Yeah, and the tiebreaker. Important. And if they win this game and they happen to beat Cincinnati next week, then you've knocked off 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe potentially 4 of the playoff teams in the AFC, man.
You're absolutely right. But I think we can all agree that at least when it comes in terms of the Patriots, and we'll hold our reservations for the Bengals for the moment, Tom Brady could go to the moon and win. Tom Brady couldn't go anywhere and win a game.
But this is where I disagree with you. I actually agree with you when it comes to the Patriots side. If I'm a Patriots fan, I feel like with Tom Brady, we can win anywhere. Would you feel that way as a Chiefs fan? Like, the biggest reason I disagree with you is I don't really get into the mental edge. Like, this doesn't give the Chiefs some mental edge of believing they're going to win. The Chiefs are going to go into the playoff game thinking they can beat the Patriots, especially with Andy Reid, and a lot of that team has beaten the Patriots in years past. It certainly matters for the AFC standings.
Correct.
If the Chiefs get the 1 seed, I will probably pick them to win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl. Now, we got to see injuries. Maybe something happens. But if they get the 1 seed, to me, they are the favorite just by definition, and I will pick them to do it. If they got to go to New England, I'm not picking. I'm sorry. I'm not picking any team to go into New England in the playoffs and beat Tom Brady and beat Bill Belichick. That's not what I can do. If you beat New England in this game, to go along with what Brad said, you go to 6-0. New England goes to 3-3. You have a 4-game lead on them when you factor in the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
and New England will have lost to you and Jacksonville, two of the other better teams. They are in danger of not getting a bye week. That is a significant advantage. I'm with you that we put the window dressing and we dress this game up in a Sunday Night Football, and it's 1-1 and it's 1-116. You can't, to me, leave out the fact of you can have a stranglehold in terms of standings and seeding ahead of New England, which matters a lot to me come January.
Okay, fair enough. Let's say they go into New England and win, right? We would all say that Chiefs-Patriots is a big game and bigger than Cincinnati in Kansas City the following Sunday night.
Yeah, of course.
Let's say the Bengals come in 5-1 and the Chiefs are 6-0 and the Bengals win. Actually, next week, the Bengals are 5-1, the Chiefs are 6-0. That's already a bigger game than the Patriots game.
But maybe this is where you
because
and I
Because then
are,
if the Bengals win, have the tiebreaker and they're going over the Chiefs. This is a Sunday after Sunday after Sunday.
No.
It's 1 of 16.
Speck, here's the thing, though. What has Cincinnati ever done in the postseason? What has Andy Dalton ever done in the postseason?
What have the Chiefs done in the postseason?
Well, I know, but all I'm saying is, to me, the Patriots are much more dangerous. Let's knock these clowns out, man.
You can't
Let's
knock step them out on their throat. You can't knock them out on
But
Sunday
you can
night.
Put them down, like Carrington said, you can get them up. You basically have a four-game lead on them. And then, I will give you this. Like, the Chiefs, off to their 5-0 start, you have built a nice little pad there that you can't afford to lose one of the next two games, and you're still sitting in great shape. I don't want to mess with the Patriots, man. Let's knock these dudes out, man. You have a golden opportunity right now to take a three-game lead and have the tiebreaker over them. That is huge come playoff
time. I don't care where Tom Brady plays any team. He has a chance to win every game, no matter what. He could play it Blue Valley North against the Chiefs in January,
but he has just
as good a chance to win as the Chiefs
do. This is the thing, though. No one listening disagrees with you. No one's saying that if the Chiefs play the home game against New England, then – no one's saying that New England doesn't have a chance to win this game. Maybe this analogy will make sense. Maybe it won't make sense. To me, you're arguing that it would be like you. To me, you're arguing it doesn't matter if you play at Allen Fieldhouse. It absolutely matters. You're telling me in a very important game, if you're Texas or you're Iowa State, you wouldn't rather have that game at home than on the road. Like, to me, the Patriots are the Patriots. You're right. Kansas can beat you at their gym. They can beat you at Georgia gym. But where would I rather have them?
Obviously,
rather have them in my gym. So that's why I agree with you in like the core of what you're saying. But I think you're leaving out very important context to the conversation. It has to factor in. If the Chiefs win this game, it gives you a four-game advantage against the old guard and the best team in the AFC. Until a team knocks off the Patriots, I will always assume they're the best team in the AFC until a team beats them in the postseason. So you're right. They can beat you in Arrowhead. They can beat you at Swope Park. They can beat you at Central Park. It doesn't matter where you play them. I'd much rather play that game at Arrowhead when I got 80,000 people on my side than in Foxborough. Because I'm sorry. I don't care how good Mahomes is. They are not winning January 17th at Foxborough. I ain't picking them.
Fair enough. But they also, even if they were to lose on Sunday night, they still have a one-game cushion.
Yeah, but they've also lost to the Jags, too. So then potentially, if the Jags do their thing, you've got the Chiefs and the Jags as the one and the two seed right out of the gate. And because they've got the tiebreaker over the Patriots if the Jags take care of business.
I definitely ain't afraid of Jacksonville and Blake Bortles.
No, but you know what? Here's the thing, though. But maybe the Patriots should be. You know? And what if the Patriots, for whatever reason, have to face them before they face the Chiefs? Make it as tough as you possibly can on the Patriots to get to the Chiefs.
Yeah, of course.
Insulate yourself, man.
But just like we saw in 2015, the NFL does an amazing job of believing that every game is do or die. And that's what's so great about when you turn on Red Zone on Sunday, Fox, CBS, NBC, ESPN, they make every game seem like it's do or die. It's not.
Well, it's not.
It's 1 of 16. So they can win on Sunday night. They could lose on Sunday night. They still have 10 more games. Those will decide where they end up at the playoffs, not Sunday night.
You're right. But to me, though, I think you are equating all the games as they're even. Like, playing New England and what that means for you is different than playing Arizona.
And the Chargers game is bigger. The Chargers week one was bigger than the Patriots then. You can't argue that because that's division. You win your division, you automatically get a playoff berth.
Yeah, but we're past that now, right? I think we all agree that they're probably going to win the division.
Which is why I'm saying it's 1 of 16.
Yeah, but this now we're talking about seeding.
But we're making Sunday night seem like the be-all, end-all.
It's not the be-all, end-all, yeah, man. I think
that's what the NFL wants you to believe because that's what drives television.
Well, I mean, it's a sexy matchup for sure. I mean, I'd rather see this than the Cards and the Browns.
And I'm pumped for Sunday night. I'm going to have Red Zone on Sunday. Leading all the way up to Sunday night, you're going to see the old guard versus the new guard. It has everything on paper that you want. But it's one of 16, and I'm never going to believe otherwise.
Yeah, and I guess for me, and we can end this conversation and take a break. I know we're up against it, and you got a chance to win $1,000 in National Cash Contest coming up in 20 minutes. The only team in the AFC I would be afraid to travel to is New England. I wouldn't be afraid if this team has to play at Pittsburgh. I wouldn't be afraid if this team has to play at Jacksonville or at Baltimore or at Cincinnati. The only team as a fan base you should be afraid to is Tom Brady and Foxborough. They don't lose these kind of games at home. They're dominant in the AFC. They're dominant in the playoffs. You got a chance. You got a chance at home. I'm not giving you a chance on the road. Like, I'm just not picking Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid to go into Foxborough with a Super Bowl appearance on the line and win in New England. I just couldn't pick that. Maybe some of you could. I just couldn't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.